Full Report, Section 7, Recommendations. Recommendation 1. More detailed review of contract with APS would be prudent. When the 123rd Legislature passed Public Law 2007, Chapter 240, Part CC, it expected estimated savings of $6 million in general fund and just over $16 million total during fiscal year 2008. Expected savings for fiscal year 2009 were $8.5 million in general fund and about $23 million total. Table 7 in the printed report shows the detail of savings booked as part of that public law. We also note that the governor's proposed biennial budget for 2010 and 2011 includes several budget initiatives related to Public Law 2007, Chapter 240, Part CC. DHHS has contracted with APS Healthcare to serve as the administrative service organization. The contract became effective September 1, 2007, and ends on July 31, 2009, unless extended. The cost of the contract for all services is approximately $3.6 million in fiscal year 08, $5 million in fiscal year 09, and $406,688 in fiscal year 10. 75% of the contract is paid for with federal funds, with the state funding the other 25%. OPEGA inquired about whether and how actual savings realized from APS's contract were being tracked. DHHS provided a cost impact analysis for the ASO, prepared for the department by the Muskie School of Public Service. This analysis bases cost savings on changes in trends in main care spending for behavioral services as a whole and by individual services. We note that there are a number of factors that could contribute to changes in the total cost of behavioral health services and outpatient children's mental health services specifically from one year to another, including changes in main care eligibility that may affect how much outpatient treatment children may receive annually, changes in the number of main care eligible children seeking outpatient services, implementation of standardized rates, and changes in provider requirements or environmental factors that may affect the number of providers willing to offer the services. Consequently, savings shown in this analysis cannot be directly attributed to the efforts of the ASO. In addition, our survey of providers indicated that many providers have concerns about the administrative burdens imposed by the APS, not just related to outpatient services, but for all behavioral health services. These concerns may be mostly the frustrations of dealing with new procedures, but they do raise the question of whether the benefits, cost savings, and improved outcomes of the contract with APS actually exceed the total costs associated with their work, not just their contract costs, but also the costs imposed on the provider network. Given the cost of the APS contract, the significant savings expected from the ASO, and providers' concerns about associated administrative burdens, which OPEGA has not validated, we believe it would be prudent to conduct a more detailed review of the contract to assure that the state's desired outcomes for the care management effort are being achieved in the most cost-effective manner possible. Our recommendation for legislative action. The legislature should consider directing OPEGA or some other entity to perform an in-depth evaluation of the contract and services provided by APS. Such an evaluation should review the detail of results APS has achieved, the administration of the contract with APS, and the cost that the provider network has absorbed as a result of APS's requirements. Recommendation 2. Outpatient provider network needs ongoing monitoring. Maine's relatively recent move to a standard rate for outpatient services has changed the interaction between the state and the provider network. There is no longer negotiation to ensure that individual providers' rates are adequate to cover their specific expenses. With this new dynamic, it will be increasingly important for the state to actively and consistently monitor the health of the provider network, following the evolution of the network, staying alert for any access or quality issues, and monitoring the implementation of efforts to improve efficiencies and reduce administrative burdens. In our discussions with DHHS, They mentioned several avenues that currently exist for monitoring the quality of services provided, some of them more objectively based than others. Adequately assessing the geographic availability of outpatient services for children, however, is currently a difficult task due to a lack of objective data and processes for collecting it. Our recommendation for legislative action. The legislature should consider two potential approaches for monitoring the health of the outpatient provider network, the quality of service children are receiving, and ongoing efforts to increase efficiencies in providers' administrative requirements. One would be for the Joint Standing Committee on Health and Human Services to establish a formal and regular process specifically focused on monitoring these items. As an alternative, the legislature could assign this formal oversight to the now inactive Children's Mental Health Oversight Committee. Although the committee has been inactive for some time, its statutorily set membership seems well suited to carry out this sort of monitoring. With either approach, the Health and Human Services Committee and DHHS should agree upon the data to be collected and reported that will allow for a sufficient understanding of changes in the provider network and meaningful objective measures of availability and quality of services. Data collection processes and procedures should have adequate controls built in to assure that data collected is complete and reliable. Recommendation 3. Continued need for Children's Mental Health Oversight Committee should be determined. The Children's Mental Health Oversight Committee, required by Title 34B, Section 15004-2, appears to have stopped meeting and no longer receives reports or makes reports to joint standing committees of the legislature as required in statute. It appears that a number of the committee seats have not received legislative appointments for some time, and as a result, the committee has ceased to function. Statute contains a number of specific duties for the committee, some of which no longer appear relevant. Our recommendation for legislative action. The legislature may want to consider either removing the Children's Mental Health Oversight Committee from statute, or else taking steps to revive the committee and ensure its effectiveness. An active oversight committee could potentially assist the department and the legislature in monitoring how changes in the newly standardized rates are impacting the provider network and tracking the implementation of initiatives to reduce administrative burdens on providers. If the legislature decides to reactivate the committee, it should review and update as appropriate the committee's current statutory responsibilities. The legislature should also consider adding the committee to the list of committees in Title V, Chapter 379, so that the Secretary of State's office can monitor and report on the committee's annual activity and vacant seats, as it does for all other committees listed in that chapter. Recommendation 4. DHHS cost allocation plan should include rate setting unit. The DHHS rate setting unit performs work related to federal programs, but had none of their costs allocated to Medicaid in the department's fiscal year 2008 cost allocation plan, or CAP. This results in less federal matching dollars for the department and requires the unit to be fully funded by the general fund. Issues with the CAP have been noted previously by the Department of Audit, and the DHHS Service Center has been working actively over the past few years to make improvements to the plan and maximize federal reimbursements. The Service Center estimates that allocating the rate-setting unit's applicable costs to Medicaid could result in additional federal reimbursement of approximately $110,000, but not more than $148,000 annually. Our recommendation for legislative action. DHHS and the Service Center are taking steps to ensure the rate-setting unit's costs are allocated to federal programs as appropriate to maximize federal revenue in future fiscal years. The Joint Standing Committee on Health and Human Services may want to follow up on the status of this action during the second session of the 124th Legislature to make sure the state has collected all appropriate federal reimbursement associated with the rate-setting unit. In addition, by the second session, the State Department of Audit will likely have completed its thorough audit of DHHS's new CAP plan, Although that audit may not touch on the rate setting unit specifically, the Health and Human Services Committee may want to invite the state auditor before the committee to report on the department's new cap plan as a whole.